Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer arrives in India on a two-day visit to review the progress of India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. US President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney discuss tariffs and possible free trade agreement. World Bank raises India's GDP growth forecast to 6.5% for current financial year, citing positive impact of GST reforms. And in sports, India sends a 12-member contingent for ISSF World Shotgun Championship 2025, beginning in Greece today. And now the news in detail. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer landed in Mumbai this morning, marking the start of his first visit to India since taking over as the British Prime Minister in 2024. Mr. Starmer arrived at the Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport in Mumbai. He will attend the inaugural function of Navi Mumbai International Airport. The External Affairs Ministry said that the visiting dignitary and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will review the progress made across various areas of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in diverse aspects of the Vision 2035 tomorrow in Mumbai. This partnership outlines a focused and time-bound 10-year roadmap encompassing key pillars such as trade and investment, technology and innovation, defence and security, climate and energy, health, education and people-to-people relations. India has reiterated that a secure, peaceful and stable Afghanistan is vital for its people for regional resilience and global security. The statement came during the 7th Moscow format consultations on Afghanistan held in Moscow with participation from India, Russia, China, Iran and Central Asian countries. India was represented by Ambassador Vinay Kumar, who said India supports Afghan independence, peace and socio-economic growth. The Afghan delegation led by Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi attended as a full member for the first time. Participants expressed opposition to the deployment of foreign military infrastructure in Afghanistan. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal met with Qatar's Minister of State for Foreign Trade Affairs, Ahmed bin Mohammed Al Said, in Doha, reaffirming India's commitment to strengthening bilateral trade and investment relations with the Gulf nation. Both the leaders also discussed the proposed India-Qatar Free Trade Agreement and the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement aiming to double bilateral trade from the current $14 billion to $28 billion by 2030. In a meeting, Mr. Goyal highlighted the potential for further cooperation in sectors such as manufacturing, AI, data centers and financial services.
We are hoping to double the bilateral trade, including goods and services, by 2030. In our current trade of $14 billion, the growth will come out of services, goods, food products. I am from the food industry. It will come from technology, innovation, from artificial intelligence and data centers.
U.S. President Donald Trump met Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House yesterday. This is the second meeting between the two leaders after Mr. Carney took office in March this year. During the meeting, both leaders discussed the tariffs and a possible free trade agreement between Canada, the U.S. and Mexico. Addressing the press after the meeting, Mr. Trump advocated for lower foreign tariffs on American farmers by saying that Canada was charging very high tariffs on America's agricultural products.
We're going to have tariffs between Canada and, you know, they have them with us. I will say with our farmers, they went up to as much as 400%, 250, 300, and even one at 401. We found one having to do with a very small product, but it was high. So, you know, we've always had tariffs between the two of us. And actually, Canada was charging us very high tariffs on our agricultural things, a lot of our agricultural product. And that's one of the things that we talk about for bringing that down.
This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast to 6.5% for financial year 2026 from its earlier projection of 6.3% in June, citing resilient domestic demand, strong rural recovery, and the positive impact of goods and services tax reforms in its latest South Asia development update. The World Bank said that India is expected to remain the world's fastest growing major economy, underpinned by strong consumption growth. The World Bank has predicted growth in South Asia to be robust at 6.6% this year, however projected it to slow down to 5.8% in 2026, a downward revision of 0.6 percentage points from the April forecast. The seventh meeting of India-Brazil Trade Monitoring Mechanism was held in New Delhi yesterday. Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agarwal and Secretary of Foreign Trade of Brazil Tatiana Lacerda Prazeres discussed ways to boost bilateral trade and investment, expand the India-Mercosur preferential trade agreement, and enhance collaboration in sectors such as pharmaceuticals, chemicals, MSMEs, and finance. The outcome of the meeting will be reviewed by the Vice President of Brazil and the Minister of Commerce and Industry of India during the visit of Brazilian Vice President to India next week. Indirect ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas entered their third day in Egypt's Sharm el-Sheikh, aimed at finalizing a ceasefire deal based on U.S. President Donald Trump's Gaza peace proposal. A U.S. delegation, including Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and senior advisor Jared Kushner, is expected to arrive in Egypt today. Israeli Minister of Strategic Affairs Ron Dermer and Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani are also set to join the negotiations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not immediately comment on the talks. However, in a post on X, he told Israelis they were in fateful days of decision and vowed to continue the war until all objectives are met, including the return of all hostages, the elimination of Hamas, and ensuring that Gaza no longer poses a threat to Israel. Meanwhile, Hamas has said it is ready to agree to the deal, but is demanding guarantees from the US and mediating countries that the war will end permanently. U.S. government shutdown has entered its seventh day, causing flight delays at major airports including New York, Denver, and Los Angeles due to air traffic controller shortages. Staffing issues were also reported in Washington, D.C., Newark, and Jacksonville. At Hollywood Burbank Airport, a pilot was informed over radio that the control tower was closed due to lack of staff. This marks the first U.S. shutdown in 7 years, following the record 35-day shutdown under Trump in 2018-19. The ISSF World Championship 2025 shotgun is set to begin in Athens, Greece today. A 12-member Indian team including Asian trap champion Neeru Dhandha and Olympians Ananjit Singh Naruka, Mehraj Ahmed Khan and Reza Dhillon will represent India at the championship. A report.
In men's skeet, Ananjit Singh Naruka will compete in the mixed team event with Maheshwari Chauhan and Mehraj Ahmed Khan. In women's skeet, Raisa Dhillon is in the squad with Ganimat Sekhon and Parinaz Thaliwal. In the trap events, Zoravar Singh Sandhu leads a seasoned lineup that includes Pawneesh Mendiratta and Vivan Kapoor among the men. Asian champion Neeru Dhandha, Ashima Ahlawat and Kirti Gupta form the women's trap squad. All medal winners from Athens will earn automatic qualification for the ISSF World Cup Final 2025 in Doha, Qatar later this year. With Chirag's report, Aishwarya Rainigam for World News.
In the ICC Women's Cricket World Cup, England defeated Bangladesh by 4 wickets at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati last night. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer arrives in India on a 2-day visit to review the progress of India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. US President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney discuss tariffs and possible free trade agreement. World Bank raises India's GDP growth forecast to 6.5% for current financial year, citing positive impact of GST reforms. And in sports, India sends a 12-member contingent for ISSF World Shotgun Championship 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.